Thanks, Eileen. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody, on this Thursday afternoon. 51551, ray@rte.ie. And I get a sense that we all want to talk about Sinead O'Connor. Poor, beautiful Sinead. So we're going to keep the conversation going. I bumped into Christy Moore on the way in. I actually gave him my car parking space. But we were talking about Sinead, and he had done a number of duets with her. And we both agreed that she was a contradiction. You know, she was quiet, but she could be loud. She was very vulnerable, but yet armor strong on many occasions. She was fragile, but fearless. She was definitely true to herself in music and true to the causes she believed in, always. She was troubled and tortured, and I hope that wherever she is found peace. And the voice, the voice, like words fail you, really, sort of otherworldly, mesmerising, beautiful, powerful, angry, sometimes almost violent. And there's been a wonderful outpouring of affection for Sinead O'Connor. We loved her, and we'll talk more about her, but I suppose first let's hear some of that amazing, powerful, beautiful Sinead O'Connor music. Sinead.
This is the last day of our acquaintance. Oh, I don't wanna be no man's woman. It don't make me happy, this man trolling thing that you got for me. So I become
Of that song on the Late Late Show finishes up the brilliant documentary Nothing Compares. I rewatched it last night, and it explains Sinead O'Connor in her words and in people who knew her words. And one of the people who's in that is Paul Byrne. He was in with us last week, the drummer in Tuonua, and he knew Sinead O'Connor when she was 15. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Seen bad days.
Yeah, yeah, very sad. It's just that she was so fragile and so talented, and she never, I think, realised how much she had going for herself. When she was 15 and her life was in front of her, you met her. What were the details of it?
You probably know that she was in on Greenall, and after she had been caught shoplifting, she was in a place up in Cabra or Drumcondra, and my sister Jeanette was doing psychology, and she was doing work experience there, looking after the girls in the evening, giving the nuns a break, you know.
Mm.
And Jeanette, being a singer, got them into playing music and got the nuns to buy them loads of guitars, and quickly discovered that Sinead was a great guitarist or a great, great singer, and got her, took her to Goodwin's, got her a really good guitar. And then when Jeanette was getting married, she had the girls at her choir, you know. And at the rehearsal for the wedding, Sinead sang Evergreen, a solo, she had a solo spot. And I just went, who is this singer? You know, it was just chilling. It was incredible. And couldn't believe that a kid, you know, this size and this age, because you're tiny, you know. So In Tuonua was in its sort of early days. We were a bunch of musicians experimenting. Our guitarist, Ivan O'Shea, was the sound engineer in Eamon Andrews' studio. So we had weekends. We used to go in there and experiment and put stuff down and make tracks, you know. And so we had two tracks going. We had no singer. So Ivan gave one to Leslie, and then the other one was a track Martin had written, Martin Clancy. And I happened to have a tape in my pocket at the wedding and the wedding rehearsal. And I grabbed it outside and I said, look, would you be interested in doing some work with us? So she said she'd love to. So myself and Martin went up to meet her the next night in the family common room space up in the home, and we played at the track. And she said, "Oh, I mean, I've got my mock leaving cert. I'm a mock junior cert tomorrow in French, so it might be a few days before I get back to you." And she rang me the next day to say that she had written the lyrics. So we went up that night. She sang it over the Ghetto Blaster, and it was a fully formed song, "Don't Call Take My Hand," which we went on to record later with Leslie for Island Records, with produced ironically by Steve Cooley, who eventually married Sinead. But
and Paul, just explain to people what On Green On was.
On Green On was, well, you don't really want to talk to Jeanette about that, but it seemed to be just a place for a refuge for girls who were troubled.
Mm.
A lot of the girls had been through huge trauma, you know, and it was just a refuge, I think, you know. Mm. They seemed to be very kind there, and I certainly got a sense that the girls were all very well looked after, you know.
Yeah. So she was too young to join in Tuonua, and Leslie got the job. But she left her mark, Sinead O'Connor, on in Tuonua by writing the lyrics for your first single.
Absolutely. I mean, we hung out for a while, you know. We went in Damon Andrews' studios and we did a quick demo of it, I think, on a weekend, and then we were going to do a proper recording of it in Westland Studios with Jerry Leonard engineering. Jerry, who went on to become Bowie's guitarist. And it was a Wednesday afternoon. Well, the only time she could be free was she had a half day from school on a Wednesday. She was allowed to go out to school outside the convent, you know, up the road. And basically she said, "I have a 3-hour window between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock where the nuns won't notice that I'm missing." So I had to borrow my friend's car, run up, collect her, bring her into the studio in town, get the vocals down, and get her back before the nuns noticed she was missing. You can actually, that recording is actually up on SoundCloud.
Oh, is it? Right. A 15-year-old Sinead O'Connor singing with Tuonua.
Singing Take My Hand,
And then she went on, she was the lead singer in Ton Ton Macoute, and then she went solo.
So we kept in touch. We felt terrible, you know. Like Sinead would come and she'd find out where we were having a drink and she would turn up and she'd turn up at Damon Andrews Studios. She really, really wanted to be in the band, you know, but we're going, "Sinead, you know, you're 15, you're going," she was about to go to boarding school.
Mm.
And we were all at the point, we were all 21, we were giving up college. Two of us, myself and Leslie, were giving up college to really go for it, you know, and it was just, you know, what wasn't a good fit, you know, perfect fit. And,
So we actually found that, Paul. Sorry, I didn't know. A lot going on today. So we have that here from SoundCloud. Take My Hand. So this is Sinead O'Connor. 15, you say, Paul. And Take My Hand.
Yeah.
What was it about her voice, Paul? What made it so special and otherworldly?
Well, I'd never heard a voice like it. The purity, I suppose, was one of the things, you know. Like, she sang at the wedding, she was singing a Barbra Streisand song, and I couldn't stand Barbra Streisand, but she made me sit up and listen to her version of that song,
you
know.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think she went on to do that, didn't she? You know, just... It didn't matter what genre she sang in. Like, her version of She Moved Through the Fair is, to me, the definitive one now.
And then she had a big band album as well. She could do anything, really, couldn't she?
She could do anything and reggae, you know. Really could do anything.
Yeah.
Her Don't Cry For Me Argentina is a classic.
That's from that album, her third album. Paul, go on.
No, I was going to say, we went off, signed our deal. She went to school, and then... we ended up rehearsing in the Temple Lane rehearsal studios. You know, the record company hired the place for us for a month to go in. And lo and behold, who's in the next room but Sinead with Tom McCoot.
There you go. She'll be sadly missed. Paul Byrne from Drummer with Intuinua. Thanks, Paul. Mind yourself. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. Now, 5 on 5, 5 on RedRTE.ie. To place Sinead in her proper place in the pantheon of great vocalists, compare her version of Nothing Compares to You to Prince's anemic version. And Prince is recognised as a great vocalist. There's no comparison. As in, it doesn't compare, yes. R.I.P., lovely girl. And I saw Sinead perform live in Vicar Street in 2015, touring the album I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. She sang a couple of songs a cappella during the gig. To see and hear her perform live in front of you, you understand immediately why she was a very special talent, a powerful voice and performer, a terrible loss, Gavin in a Thigh. There's an a cappella version of I Am Stretched Across Your Grave. I couldn't find it last night when I went looking for it, but I found it years ago. I think it was recorded on some Icelandic radio station. It's just out of this world. And Con's been on, says, as a person who's a survivor of the mother and baby home in Ross Cray, thank you, Sinead. Nothing compares to you. We watched you singing on stage, singing Mother with Roger Waters on stage. As we watched it over and over again, we knew it was coming from the gut. Then we watched you in the film The Butcher Boy by Neil Jordan, Sinead as the Virgin Mary. We will never forget the song. You made me a piece of your heart from the film Some Mother Son by Jim Sheridan. Rest in power, warrior woman sister. Condolences to family and friends, says Con. And Mel has been on from Lithuania. He says, Ray, I'll forever remember Sinead O'Connor with this story. I was working part-time in 1992 in a diner on Georgia Street in Dublin. One wet Tuesday evening, as I was stacking the chairs and wiping the tables down, who comes knocking on the door but Sinead and a friend? Naturally, I knew who she was, and she asked could they come in for a drink. When leaving, Sinead said she had no cash to leave a tip, so I asked her to sing a song instead. She duly obliged by singing the full version of Scarlet Ribbons. It was the best tip I ever received. Oh, and can I add that 1 month later, she dropped by, asked for me by name, and gave me 50 Irish punts as a tip. In 1992, that was like £200 or €200 now. After that, every time she met me around the streets of Dublin, she would stop and chat with me, as she knew I had a big interest in music. She was beautiful inside and out. That's the thing, isn't it? Safe journey to your next station in the cosmos. Nothing will ever compare to you, Sinead, says Mel. Damien Dempsey, who worked with Sinead a lot, has released a statement. And I remember we had Damien in the theatre in Bewley's on Grafton Street one afternoon, maybe it was 11 to 12 back in the day, and Sinead was doing backing vocals, and she was happy to do that and let Damien shine as he did. And then she used to do a lot of work with Barrettstown. I remember emceeing a gig in Vicar Street and Sinead sang three or four songs. And she did tireless work for causes that you wouldn't know about. I remember when we were doing a lot of talking about mental health 10, 12 years ago, Sinead rang me out of the blue and said she was going into the Dáil to meet the minister responsible for our mental health services, and she wondered would I be able to go with her, and I couldn't go at the time. But she was going in to represent people who hadn't got voices, because she knew that she had a voice and the people would take her call. And that's the type of person she was. Damien, this is Damien Dempsey's statement. The warrior queen has passed across the great divide, my friends, to be with her son and mammy. No one on earth could sing like her, in my humble opinion. I had the incredible honour of sharing the stage and studio with the head chief many times. And she brought me on tour, where I sat at her feet every night and watched in awe as she waked the dead and soared like an eagle, singing our ancestors alive and fighting the eternal fight of good against evil. An incredible force of nature soaring in sublime song and helping people through life with her bejeweled poetry. Universal Mother, that she recorded with my brother John Reynolds, is one of the greatest albums ever recorded, I reckon. She was an unbelievable bard. Her poetry, like her voice, transported people somewhere, hoisted you up on the eagle's back, and off you went. When I toured with her on the Shan Noa's Nua tour, she was such great fun and in a really good place, with a filthy sense of humour and a really strong vibration. And after most every show, we'd find a nearby pub or dressing room and have a sing-song. I remember after one particular show in Waterford, lots of Sinead's cousins showed up and claimed she got her voice from their side of the family. And when we had the sing-song in Tramore that night, I have to say there were great chanters and great crack like Sinead. She had the soul of a punk, fearless in what she believed in, and wielded her art like a sword to cut at the psychopaths of the earth. And I believe she's happy now to be with two people she really missed who were taken too soon, her mammy and her son. Thank you, Sinead, for your brave, wonderful example of how to stand up to the powers that be and give others the strength to do the same. The good you've done is rippling across the earth and always will. A great legacy you can be fiercely proud of. And he finishes up by saying, may the great spirit hold you in the hollow of her hand, sister. Gra mór agus meas mór, Damo. That's Damien Dempsey there, remembering the late Sinead O'Connor. Spectacularly brilliant. Sinead O'Connor from 1987, from The Lion, the Cobra. She was 21 and that was her debut album. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. A lot of people are mentioning Sinead's version of The Foggy Jew. Have we got that somewhere there? I can't see it there, so we'll get that for you later on. Sinead did a great version of Foggy Jew with the Chieftains, and Sinead's version of the Foggy Jew makes the hair stand on the back of my neck. Brilliant. She could sing any song and make it her own. R.I.P. Sinead, Paddy in Castle Dermot. And I remember at the height of the COVID, this is John A. in Killarney, we were asked to light a candle as a show of solidarity during this tough time. And Sinead sung a version of Light Up by Snow Patrol. It had everyone in tears throughout the country. May she rest in peace. That's John A. in Killarney. And yeah, a bit of Foggy Jew there. This is Sinead with the Chieftains. Now, RTE have just announced that on Saturday night coming, they're broadcasting Sinead O'Connor live at Vicar Street. It'll be broadcast on RTE1 television. The hour-long special recorded live in Vicar Street in 2002. She was joined by her remarkable band for the inspirational and uplifting performance. And the songs included on the set list on that night, Molly Malone, My Laggin' Love, Nothing Compares to You, and Fire on Babylon. So they're 11:15 this Saturday night, live at Vicar Street, Sinead O'Connor. And keep those memories of Sinead coming in. And if you just want to comment on what an amazing human being she was and what a brilliant singer she was, or if you met her over the years, 51551 or ray@rte.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going to have a musical performance in honour, I suppose, of the late Sinead O'Connor before we leave you today. But we have Róisín Davies on the line. Hello, Róisín.
Hi there, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sort of sad. Generally sad today.
Yeah. I think we're all sad today. I think it's fair to say that the entire country is united in our grief and our heartbreak today at the loss of Sinead. Mm. You know, I think we all feel it deeply. She was completely unique, wasn't she? There never be another Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, and did you feel like you wanted to mind her? The overriding feeling that I had towards her. Yeah, I know that's a bit patronising, but yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There was a vulnerability there. I mean, I'm a year younger than her, so I mean, I grew up. She was the soundtrack to my life, as they say, in many respects, those years, for sure. And, you know, great inspiration to me because I do a bit of singing myself, but just the way she delivered her songs, her passion in a delivery of a song was so inspiring, you know. In college, my party piece was Black Boys on Mopeds, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that she sang, I still sing it, actually. I still do. But the way that she sang and spoke, it was just from the heart, always from the beginning to the very end.
And always her. You know? Always her. You know, that was her. Always true to herself. Yeah. Always true to herself.
Absolutely.
And I was listening to Liveline there, and they were talking about the 30th anniversary Bob Dylan tribute in Madison Square Garden. And I was watching the documentary last night. So just to fill people in. Sinead O'Connor had gone on Saturday Night Live. She had sang War, which was a song by Bob Marley, which was based on a speech given by Haile Selassie, who was the emperor of Ethiopia, and it was anti-war and anti-racism. And she had done this on Saturday Night Live, a cappella, amazingly powerful. And then she ripped up a picture of the then Pope because she knew, which we all know now, but not a lot of people knew it at the time, that there was a scandal afoot, and it was child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church in Ireland. And that's the reasoning behind ripping up the picture of the Pope back then. She then went, was invited to Madison Square Garden sometime afterwards. She'd got terrible reaction in America, particularly from the evangelicals and the Christian communities because of what she did. They'd steamrolled over her CDs. Anyway, she was invited along to sing at this concert. And we're going to talk about that. Because were you there? You were there.
I was there, Ray. I was in Boston 92. I went over to my sister Aoife Clancy, who's a folk singer, and she was living in Boston at the time. So I went over to Aoife. And my dad, Bobby Clancy, was one of the... He started off with his brothers, the Clancy brothers, in the early days in Greenwich Village. So, of course, they were all, you know, rubbed shoulders with Bob Dylan in those days. So Bob Dylan had invited them on to sing a song that he wrote, kind of inspired by them, I guess, called The Hour That the Ship Comes In. So it was all very exciting. We went down to Madison Square Garden in New York with backstage passes, and anyone and everyone was there from the music world, you know. The Clancy brothers then at that time, I think they were lining up, sort of. There was near time for them to go on, I think, before Sinead went out. And
Sinead was introduced by Kris Kristofferson. I'll just play that just to bring people right into the room, if you like.
She was
dressed in a pale blue. It looked like a work outfit. Looked something like.
I'm sure that was deliberate, knowing her. There was probably some.
Of course, of course.
I would imagine
something like Hillary Clinton had wear. it was though. It was, and she was there, and she looked very young, and she looked she had the shaved head. And
that's right.
So this is the introduction then.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sinead O'Connor.
And that continued and continued, and she stood there. She
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was loud. It wasn't just a couple of people booing, you know. It was quite loud and prolonged and, you know, just so, so disappointing. And you're standing there thinking, well, what is she going to do? How is she going to, what can she do in a case like this, you know? I was actually quite disappointed that Dylan didn't come out on stage to her defence, in actual fact, and tell the crowd to let her sing, you know. But I don't know what, you know, I guess he had his reasons in Shkelela, but, you know, it was just disappointing.
Yes.
And you felt for her. She just looked in that moment very fragile, actually.
She did, but then, you know, then, like her
responded.
Fearlessness and her courage, like it was...
Yes.
It was superhuman, superhuman.
Absolutely.
And you could see her taking it all in, soaking it all up, and then channeling it.
And she refused to leave the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She didn't, because Kris Kristofferson came back out. I think there was an interview this morning. I can't remember what he said to her, but...
Don't mind the bees, he said. Don't mind the bees.
Yeah, I think that was it. Something to that effect. And I think he kind of invited her, what do you want to do? But no, she held her ground, you know. I think anyone else at that point would have left the stage. But she responded in a way that I guess only Sinead could. You know, she started to quote the lines from the Bob Marley song War, which was completely appropriate.
Here we go.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, turn this up. Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited. Abandoned. Everywhere is war. There's no longer first class or second class citizens of any nation until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. I've got to say war until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. I say war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime which holds all of us through child abuse, yeah, child abuse, yeah, subhuman bondage has been toppled, utterly destroyed.
Wow. And oh, how courageous. But you know what's actually heartwarming there is that you can hear whistles amongst the crowd as well.
Yes.
That, you know, the booing had time. You could hear people in support there for her.
I don't think they're really Bob Dylan fans if they were booing. Anyway,
No, and that's something you can't but be disappointed that you didn't come to her defense. But anyway.
What happened next?
Well, she fled the stage thereafter, I guess. Well, she didn't play. She left the stage, let's say, thereafter. But she actually fled into the arms of my father, Bobby, just happened to be standing in the wings. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, Ray, he's of another generation. He wouldn't fully have comprehended what was going on. Mm. I think he just thought, you know, the crowd just, she didn't get a good reaction, maybe, to whatever she wanted to perform. I mean, obviously, he was fully aware of who Sinead O'Connor was. But, you know, she fled into his arms and he put his arms around her and he consoled her. And my sister and I went backstage afterwards and I think she probably had left thereafter because I really wanted to meet her. But, I mean, it just the circumstances, you know, it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But when we asked my father, you know, what happened, he said, oh, you know, I didn't know what was going on. This beautiful young singer just flew into my arms and I put my arms around her and I said, don't worry about it, pet. You get good gigs and bad gigs and F the begrudgers is what he said, or F the begrudger, you know? So he didn't quite comprehend kind of the whole background to it, but maybe that was the right thing to say under the circumstances.
Well, thanks for giving us a first-hand account of what happened on that night in 1992.
Yes.
And it just shows, just in those few minutes, the strength and the fearlessness that Sinead O'Connor possessed. If only I could possess a fraction of it. We will talk again, Róisín. Thanks
absolutely.
So much. Thank you. Mind yourself.
You,
bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Shobsy.
Hello.
You were listening to that.
Yeah. Like, never heard that, actually.
Did you not?
So I watched the SNL performance yesterday, the second I heard the news, but I'd never heard, like, come on, like that is like, I can't even comprehend it.
Yeah, superhuman, as I was saying. Mm. Thanks so much for coming in. Who'd you bring with you?
This is Adam, my best friend here from Soda Blonde. Yeah. He's going to accompany me here on this tune.
Yeah, and music was just what she was about. There was all that stuff as well, but musically there was nobody on the same level really as Sinead O'Connor when it came to music.
No, she's just like, was an interpreter of the highest level, nothing compares to you. Not being her song in terms of what she wrote, it is her song. Yeah. You know what I mean,
and you're going to sing it for us now.
Well, I'm going to try
in memory of the late Sinead O'Connor. I'm going to Chobsy, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and I sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. See whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you, nothing compares to you.
Sinead, rest in peace. Drive time's on the way.